This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buzzing about the Lions all morning long, and this afternoon, the Tigers will play playoff baseball. 205 right here, 97.1. Dan Dickerson will be on the call, and he joins us this morning. Dan, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty damn good.
We're doing great. How do you feel knowing you got a playoff baseball game later today?
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun to go to the ballpark on Sunday and know that Monday was not the start of the offseason, that Tuesday was the start of the postseason. It was like, oh, I remember this. This is fun.
I guess the easy question to tie a bow on the season is, when did you, because you're around this team every single day, you talk to the players, you talk to the coaches, and at times it looked bleak. There's no question about it, but when did you think it was real and it was really going to happen that this team would be in the postseason?
I remember thinking that they certainly could get into the conversation, but I always felt like you got to be 500 and you got to be within five. And then they hit that day. I'm like, okay, they were 500 and they're within five. This is getting interesting. But really, it just, it wasn't that obvious one, except maybe, I think the road trip is when you realize it's going to happen. The last road trip, Kansas City, Baltimore, Kansas City really handed it to the Tigers this year, 7-3, outscored them by double. And then they sweep Kansas City with some amazing things. I mean, just kept making plays, whether it was Miller getting out of a bases-loaded jam in a 1-1 game in the fourth inning, and then another one in the fifth inning, or the plays at Parker Meadows, kept making in center field. And then they go to Baltimore and take 2 out of 3. That's when I thought, okay, there's something pretty special. But it was the way they were doing it, and the way they were doing it with 5, 6, 7, 8 plays a night that led to a win. You kind of got the feeling, all right, something special is going on.
Yeah, you used the words to tell the story, but is there any comparable to this that you can remember in baseball?
No. No. Yeah, it's not just in Tigers franchise history, but a 33-11 run to get to the playoffs after you were when it started 8 games under the 500 mark, I don't think there's a comp anywhere. That's what
Incredible.
Makes it so special.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to put the other caveat in there. You have to look it up and see if someone's done it with 13 rookies on their roster.
That's what makes it so unbelievable. And at some point, it's whether it's the Little League World Series, it's the road trip that you mentioned, Kansas City, Baltimore, the Trey Sweeney catch, all of those different things, they start to all add up. And then you say it out loud at the end and you say 33-11. Like that to me is, it's unthinkable that this team ran in 44 games, 33-11.
Yeah. Yeah, 31-13 to be precise. But no, but it was 31-11 to get to the postseason.
Yeah, right.
That was the clinching game. But yeah, I mean, whatever the number is, it's phenomenal and unprecedented and so fun to watch. I think the thing that I've really enjoyed is just the brand of baseball. The number of players who have said in the last week, Joey Cora really got on us in Seattle. Like, what? Because they say he never talks in the meetings, but he just lit them up one day. And they all kind of, this was after the roster had changed, had gotten younger, more athletic, but they weren't running the bases any better. And Joey Cora made it clear with some very colorful language, apparently, that, hey, guys, let's start running the bases. I want to see you over at third. And Zach McKinstry said, we just looked at each other and said, okay. But that brand of baseball of putting pressure on opposing outfielders by running and making them make a mistake or hesitate on a throw, we've seen that more than a few times. That's a good brand of baseball. And then just, even though the defense hasn't been perfect, the big plays that the defense is making have been amazing. And it's all been led by the pitching, which that plan that Scott Harris and AJ put together is, you know, one of the most creative things I've ever seen. If you had asked anybody if they thought it would work like this, I'm not sure that anybody would have said yeah. But a 2.70 ERA the last 51 games, because of the plan that they put together to best use their pitching, phenomenal.
Yeah, some people might have said it could have worked for a week or two, but 7 weeks.
A couple.
Yeah. But to close the season, he's Dan Dickerson. He joins us this morning. The matchup with the Astros, like, the Tigers shouldn't win the series. They also shouldn't be here. How do you think they match up with the Astros?
Yeah, it's daunting on paper. And then you think, okay, how could they, anybody can win 2 out of 3. Seriously, that's an absolute fact. All right, so the key is Tarik Skubal on the mound. Framber Valdez had a very good start against the Tigers. Skubal had one good start and another start where he gave up 4 against the Astros, but he pitched them tough. So he's got to be tough. Tigers have to figure out a way to scratch out a couple of runs in this start today when what will likely be, you would think, a tight, low-scoring game. Then A.J. Hinch gets to unload his bullpen in game 2 with all the arms that he needs, fresh, ready to go. Someone's going to be used today after Skubal, assuming he doesn't go 9. And I think that's the advantage the Tigers have. They've been doing it for 2 months. They'll use the entire bullpen if they have to get through 9 innings to win a game 2. But that to me is the whole, you know, if they don't win game 1, it'll still be the same thing, just in a little bit different way. But I do think that to hold down this Houston offense, AJ's big on don't ever let them see the same guy 3 times. And really, with a bullpen this rested and this deep, they might not see the same pitcher twice in a game. And that's a big advantage to the Tigers.
So nobody wants to start the series off with Kerry Carpenter on the bench. What, with Valdez being a lefty, kind of feels like that's going to be. How does AJ construct the lineup against Valdez?
It's a great question. Because Andy Banez is, and he keeps going to him. He struggled against lefties in the second half, which is, but I think it's at the point you're not going to change things because of that. So it's a great question though. Do you want Carpenter in there? You know, Valdez just gets the ball on the ground, right? That's what you're going to do. I think Carpenter, I don't know. Feels like Carpenter just might be in there today. It's just like he's put together a couple of at-bats against lefties lately. Or do you wait as that guy off the bench? No. Oh, boy, you're making me think out loud. That's a dangerous thing.
That's right. I've learned not to do math live, so we're going to put somebody else on the spot.
Well, I would say I'll go with the usual lefty lineup, which means Ibanez at the top. And probably 3 lefties total against Valdez. We'll see, though. I should go back and look at the lineup they put in there when they faced him earlier in the year.
Yeah, well, it's early in the year. It's a different team. I mean, yeah. Javi Baez was there.
Yeah, a different team, exactly.
Ryan Vallade was in the lineup back on May the 10th. AJ's got a few more pieces to play with. The playoff roster comes out, I believe, at 11. We'll make you speculate again here. He's talked about maybe not taking as many pitchers. What do you think the construction looks like?
I've been going back and forth on the 14-12 versus 13-13 thing. I lean toward 14-12, 14 position players, 12 pitchers, just because you can change it up again after a 3-game series. Do you really need, 12 pitchers or 13 pitchers, 12 after Tarik Skubal. I don't think you do. So I'm thinking he would rather have the flexibility of, because my guess would be it might be Justin Henry Molloy, right? If he drops down to 13 position players. But to have another additional right-handed bat when they're going to be able to bring in some lefties to face lefties, that makes sense to me. So we'll see. But I'm going with 14-12. I think I'm in the minority on that. Most people feel like he's going to keep it at 13 pitchers and 13 position players. But I just think because of the three-game series, because these guys are all rested and perfectly lined up to go the next 3 days, he'll go 14-12 to keep a little more position flexibility and options open on the position player side.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Talking to Dan Dickerson, voice of the Tigers here on 97.1 The Ticket. What do you say to the they lost momentum crowd because they lost Saturday and Sunday? Last question from us. Does that matter at all?
No. It just didn't. Because it was, as AJ said, it was all about lining up your pitching to be fresh and ready to go to face whoever you're going to play in the first round. So, you know, look who was used on Sunday. You know, Kenta Maeda got a start, Casey Mize. So I don't think so at all. Cater Montero, who will be on the staff. So I would say no. They didn't play great baseball, but they accomplished what they accomplished, and you got to think about the energy they expended.
Right.
Going 31-11 to get to the postseason on Friday. Saturday, Sunday, the motivation is not really there. I mean, and the pitching was not lined up at all like he was going to use it in the postseason. So nothing to those games. I don't think there'll be any problem getting ready for today's game.
No question about that. Dan Dickerson, we'll listen to you on the call later today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. Good talking with you. Take care.
It's 97.1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.